I am overwhelmed. Overwhelmed because I'm discovering yet again how much good TV is out there right now. So let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans to talk about some of it. Hi, Eric.
Welcome to my world.
I know. And I have to say, I've been so impressed by some shows that have been recommended. What are your thoughts on Los Espookies? Now, this is a show on HBO. It was created by Julio Torres, who's an SNL writer. In fact, I think a lot of the skits that I think are really funny on SNL, often it turns out they're written by him. But he stars in this, too. It's in Spanish, but it's got Fred Armisen in it. It's very funny about this sort of horror group that try to go around and scare people. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a very charming, dramatic comedy, I guess. It's very much a creation of this folks at Saturday Night Live, alums and current people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a very particular story about these friends who are all so into horror that they make a business out of recreating horror environments at parties and other events for people. And, you know, I'm not doing it justice in terms of explaining how
there's
funny
no way to explain
it,
really.
It
I think it's just so weird.
You know, one of the great things about the amount of television we have now is that people can create these sort of curious creations that have very specific settings. It's well done, and I think a lot of people can enjoy it, but it is a very sort of specific group of people in a very specific place. Mm-hmm. And if you're into horror or if you want to see more shows that represent Latinx characters, you'll enjoy this show.
Okay, and the other one I wanted to talk to you about that I've started watching and everybody's been raving about it is Chernobyl on HBO, which is, I think, what is it, only five parts or something like that, but it's getting a lot of Emmy buzz, and it's all about the terrible nuclear accident at the Chernobyl plant in 1986.
Right. You know, I often talk about how historical films and TV shows aren't necessarily about the time that they're set in. They're about the time in which they are made. We have a lot of questions about what is truth. We have a lot of questions about, you know, what happens to a society when political agendas and political fights outweigh actual objective truth. So we have a situation in here where the nuclear plant at Chernobyl exploded, and experts had a hard time even convincing officials in the government that it had exploded, mm-hmm. and that it was a toxic danger to all of Eastern Europe. And so Jared Harris plays, you know, this scientist who sort of led a group of scientists, actually, that had to fight the Soviet establishment in order to get them to recognize the depth of the disaster and move quickly to get it in hand before it would poison that entire part of the world. And it's a horrific story, but it's also an important example of what can happen when political agendas overwhelm the actual truth, and, mm-hmm. and people can die as a result of it. And this is kind of a debate that we're having now in our own country. And so this is a fortuitous time for this to come to television.
Well, and also, now that The Americans is off the air, we really did need another 80s show about Russia. It was time.
Well, maybe you did.
I did. Okay. What have you been watching, Eric?
Okay, so what I love, another show on HBO called Succession. This is a show that is about a family that owns a media conglomerate. It feels like it's loosely based on the Murdochs, mm-hmm. Who actually own News Corp and Fox News Channel and Wall Street Journal and all that. And so this family-owned company, the guy who's running it is aging. He really needs to name a successor. There's been a hostile takeover. And the second season started on Sunday, so we're meeting the family. Now, where the oldest sibling was part of an attempt to engender a hostile takeover of the company, but he stopped at the last minute, and his father now has something that he's holding over his head that I don't want to reveal because people should watch. Mm-hmm. But he's been forced to join the family again. He's been forced to help the family again. And there's a real sense of how personality can fuel a lot of these big business decisions that we see. And so, you know, we just had this situation where Viacom and CBS have decided to reunite in real life. And there were real personality conflicts behind the struggle between CBS and Viacom over whether they were going to reunite. And so when you see a fictional show like this that depicts how the personality clashes between the siblings and the patriarch and the people who they're doing business with, when you see how all of that plays out, you get a sense about how that might actually work in the real world. And they found a tone, I think, in the second season that they were just – they were powering towards it in the first season. I wasn't a big fan of the first season, I'll be honest, but they figured out a tone that's somewhere in between dark comedy and dramedy that really works for this show.
Yeah, I've heard that from people that the second season really is so much better. So that's great. Succession. How many DVRs do you have, Eric?
I have one DVR, but it records 6 channels at once.
There you go. It's all part
so
of the job.
I'm well prepared.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
And by the way, Peter, Eric also recommends David Makes Man, which premiered this week on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And I have just started watching Fleabag, which is hilarious, on Amazon Prime. What about you?
Huh. You know, I feel a little stodgy saying this, but I am loving the Serengeti Wildlife series on Discovery Channel.